Money Pit is brought to you by the Chamberlain MyQ Garage. If you forget to close your garage door, it alerts your smartphone so you can control it from anywhere. Works with most garage door openers. Discover smarter possibilities at Chamberlain.com.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, the spring real estate season is heating up, and this year in particular, there are a lot of opportunities for both buyers and sellers.
And here with the advice on exactly how to navigate the housing market is Steve Brown, the current president of the National Association of Realtors. Welcome, Steve.
It's good to be here.
Well, we've waited a long time for a wonderful market like this, and I think there truly are lots of opportunities for buyers and sellers. What are you seeing from the front lines?
From the front lines, the market is very active. It's very exciting. I think we've had a tough winter throughout most of the country. I think we've had sellers that have hibernated a bit and buyers who've done the same. And the market, as the weather improves, is truly heating up.
Now, are you seeing that the inventory is increasing, or are we noticing that there's less houses on the market and that's why it's getting a little bit of a frenzy?
Well, Leslie, all real estate is local, so that depends upon your market. Certainly, where I am located in Dayton, Ohio, our inventory is very much in balance. But there are parts of the country that are showing a lack of inventory. At the same time, I think the spring market always brings more people out, more sellers out, more buyers out. So I would anticipate seeing a little bit of an upsurge in listing volume.
Now, mortgage rates are still, fairly historically low at this point, and so that has got to make the homes that much more affordable. Is that playing into the spikes right now?
Without question, rates today, yes, they're up a little bit where they were last year, but rates today are still in the 4 to 5% range, which is a very affordable, extraordinary rate. You're talking to someone who saw double-digit interest rates. So anytime you're in a single digit, but particularly when you're below a 5% fixed rate, this is a very good time to buy, and it does help you in the affordability, and not only that, the sustainability. As you stay in the house, it becomes ever more affordable at a fixed rate loan.
And I imagine it's probably helpful for buyers to really have a clear idea of what they're looking for. Maybe not house specific, but bedrooms, location. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense. A prepared buyer is. It is very important as you enter into the market. You do want to be prepared, and you have that option today with sites such as Realtor.com, which has probably the greatest amount of listings accurate information in the marketplace. And so it's always helpful when a buyer comes in knowing what they need and what they want. And sometimes the difference between need and want is affordability. And yet if they've done their homework, if they've searched the market, they have a good idea of what they can afford and what's out there.
We're talking to Steve Brown. He's the 2014 president of the National Association of Realtors. And Steve, on our show, we will fairly commonly get a question from a listener that wants to improve a home that they are about to sell. And they'll ask questions like, should I put it in a bathroom? Should I put it in a kitchen? What kinds of projects should we tackle? And we always tell them to speak to a realtor first, because they might end up over-improving their home for the property. Because I think the point that many consumers miss is that when you sell a home, you're competing with all the other homes in your local market. And so, the degree to which you need to improve your home is really based on what else is out there from a competitive perspective, correct?
Tom, that's perfect advice. That's exactly what a potential seller should be thinking about. What is the competition? And they may not know what the competition is, but their local realtor will know the competition, and he or she will be able to advise them accordingly. But there are some just general practices and rules that they should follow. One, declutter the house. Thin it out. As the adage, the old saying goes, when in doubt, thin it out. A house that doesn't have clutter shows better, and a buyer coming in can envision their own things in the house when it's less full. Secondly, they want to work on the curb appeal. They want a nice approach from the house. The first reaction to the house is going to be what the buyer sees as they walk up to the front door. So they want to think about cleaning up their garden, trimming their shrubs, making things outside look neat and cared for. It conveys a message that the whole house has been well maintained. And then inside, you're right, heavy improvements, heavy financial improvements at this point in the game is probably not always advisable. But a fresh coat of paint, perhaps a new flower arrangement on the dining room table, things of that nature can make a difference in the presence, in the staging of the house, and in the impression that the house gives the buyer.
Should you still be baking cookies in the oven when you show the house? Or is that just a silly rumor?
As long as they're chocolate chip cookies.
Steve Brown, the president of the National Association of Realtors, great advice. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And if you're considering buying or selling a home today, by all means, contact your local realtor. They know what the conditions are like in your local market. They can help guide you through that buying and selling process and make sure you get exactly the home that you are dreaming about. Thanks again, Steve, and have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
And if you'd like more information about realtors, simply go to realtor.com and check out the big inventory of homes listed right there at realtor.com.
Well, although your toilet might be working just fine, it could actually be time to switch it out for a water-saving model. We'll explain the benefits next.
You live in a money pit.